I hear the carpool's a fag of knuckles. It's my bella cheese.
I like the carpool. The fag of knuckles are good people.
Good people? They're Greeks. And Greeks are just Jews without money.
I'll pick you up at 4.
Bye, Mr. Faga. Ah, damn, ghost ate my lunch. Hey, Melissa, nice car.
I can't wait for your party.
Great flares.
Yes. I smell a goat.
Oh, hey, Jerry. How's the carpool?
Carpool? Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to be getting my own wheels pretty soon. It's going to be a hot ride.
As soon as you get your car, Jerry, why don't you drive it over to my floating house and show it to my leprechaun?
I want a leprechaun. Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some more time. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
Up next, the Okie, the humorous drifter from the Dust Bowl days. Now, the Okie, Jerry, beat off the desk. Melissa,
lovely shoes.
They're flares.
I know. Where was I?
Right, the Okie. Now, this good-natured, toothless, raggedy pant tramp can seem harmless enough until someone threatens his stash of corn liquor. And then he will lash out like a bobcat. And,
okay, people, tomorrow we'll continue our focus on the poor and why they are dangerous.
What is this?
Oh, I'm having a party tomorrow night. I was hoping you'd come.
I think it'd be pretty inappropriate for a teacher to show up at a student's party.
I'm having a party tomorrow night.
What can I bring? Make a hell of a shrimp paste. French dressing, that's the key.
What are you wearing to your party tomorrow night, Melissa?
I just bought a new dress made from unborn leopard pelt.
Sounds great.
Oh, and of course my flares. It is going to be fat dope. My father hired this new techno trip rave DJ and some professional hip-hop dancers.
Hey, Jerry. Still coming to my party, right? My papa's going to play his castanets. My Mima's going to tell stories with her hands.
Shh, keep it down, poor Lando. I'm trying to eavesdrop on Melissa's party plans.
Oh, hey, Jerry. Are you doing something new with your hair? It looks destitute.
Hey, Melissa, about your party. Well, I'm sure you tried to... We must have crossed paths. I mean, I didn't have... I lost my flyer.
I didn't give you a flyer.
What? Mystery solved. You probably want to give me one now.
Look, Jerry, you don't really seem dressed to come to my party.
I'll change.
Okay. Well, why don't you change into someone who can afford a pair of flares? And when that happens, you can come to my party.
I gotta get a pair of flares tomorrow night for Melissa's party, Orlando.
You crazy, Jerry? Why would you want to go to their party? Besides, you can't afford flares.
Oh, I know how to get money.
How?
Give me some money.
No, Jerry. Why would you want to go to her party and not mine?
Because she's rich.
Jerry, I don't think you know what truly rich is.
Well, I know what rich isn't, and I'm looking at it.
What is art worth? Good question me. The value of art is subjective. Or is it? It is. So with that in mind, let's take a look at your origami projects. Oh, a goose. I like it. Butterfly. Very nice. Do you have your project, Jerry?
I made this.
What is it?
Watch Washington. Happy? I'm so sad. Happy? Sad.
I don't get it. Hey, what do you have, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. The project. Let's see.
Watch Franklin. I'm happy. So sad. I'm happy. So sad. Happy. Sad. Happy.
That is charming. That's an A-plus for you. Way to go.
What about me?
Jerry, for some reason, Washington doesn't seem all that clever. I'm going to give you a D. Okay, people, that's it for today. Leave your projects on the table. I'm going to fire them in the kiln. Good work. Nicely done. Way to go. Jerry, what's the matter? You seem poorer than usual.
Mr. Jellyneck, well, you wear nice clothes. You have your hair professionally done. You wear makeup. You must know about money. How can I make money?
Well, I can tell you how I made money. I had this beloved rich aunt who slipped into what we assumed was a coma, so we had her quickly euthanized and split her cash. I'm sure we would have wanted her to want it that way.
Family equals money.
Yeah, 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 yeah. This is DJ M7, this is my man, DJ Spot. You can get what? And we here to bring you the flares, baby. The fat flares coming straight at you with the extra, extra, extra long laces.
Damn, that's a long lace.
Flares, baby, it's on the play with me. What? The laces are tripping. Flares, baby, are off that wood back. Bring the roll back. Cool, strip the bacon. More flares by the moon. Bring your attitude. Lots and lots and lots and lots of cash.
Damn, that's an expensive suit.
Flares, baby. You can't afford a pair of flares.
Mother, I'm so glad you're home. I have a question that I have to ask you.
Oh, please, Jerry, I just got in. I'm tired. Can't this wait forever?
Oh, Steph, Mommy, there's this pair of shoes that I want to have, and I'll just die if I don't have them. Die.
That's a tempting offer, Jerry.
So, can I have the money?
Nope.
Hey, loser.
You're the loser, loser.
Please, you kids. Derek was right, Jerry. You're the loser.
What about my money?
Oh, listen, kids. Since I'm unwilling to work, money is a little scarce. Now we're all going to have to start tightening Jerry's belt. Understand?
But that's not fair!
Oh, look, honey, you're not in this alone. We're all going to have to make you make sacrifices.
I have to buy a pair of flares.
Where have you heard this word flares before?
Right here.
Oh, right.
I hate this family. I don't need you. I got plenty of ways to make money.
Damn, that's a long lace.
Hey, Jerry. Have you reconsidered coming to my party?
What party?
You know, my party tonight.
I'll be at Melissa's.
Where? Well,
what about the flares?
Learn from a master.
If it ain't Mr. Captain of the football team, I was disappointed in your performance on Saturday.
What do you mean? We won.
Big deal. You didn't beat the spread.
What?
Get to class.
Oh! Oh!
You poor thing.
Not for long. I saw a lawsuit coming on.
Sue away. We're not insured.
We're not?
Of course not, Blank. If it were, everyone would be tossing themselves down those stairs. Hell, I'd take a run at it myself.
Here's how it's going to go. I'm going to need from you $1 a day, starting now and ending never.
Why would I do that?
Think of it as protection.
From what?
I don't know. Things that could happen to any high school girl. Maybe after lockdown, someone could come to your cell and stick you with a shiv. Or in the laundry room, when the bulls are looking the other way, you could fall into the mangler. Or in the yard, you could simply...
Damn, it's got a sting.
So, Tad, you got that big history paper done yet?
Are you kidding? I haven't even started.
Ooh, that's too bad. What do we have here? It's a history paper. The Battle of... Oh, yeah, yeah, it's good, it's good. I'll tell you what. You can have this one.
Really?
For a little green.
Well,
what's the grade?
Trust me, you'll be surprised.
Hey, Blank! I want my money back. This paper got an F.
All sales final. Loud and clear. Here, keep the change. Oh, as luck would have it, another history paper has made its way into circulation. You buying or not?
Come with me, Jerry Blank.
Blank, the audacity. Selling term papers on my turf. That's an honorable offense.
I need the money.
We all need the money. Get a job.
I don't know how to get a job.
Then go see our job counselor, Miss Clark.
What?
Now get out! Nico, listen, I... Of course, I'm going to pay you your money. Oh, don't say that, Nico. Don't even joke about that. Well, a man needs his elbows. You know what you look good in? A bright yellow school bus. Just picture yourself riding around town with 50 lucky ladies in the back. Hello? Nico, hello? Hello?
So you want a job?
No, I want money.
Usually when people want money, they get a job.
I don't want to work for the man.
Of course you don't. What you want is financial independence. Look at these products, Jerry. Look. Soaps, detergents, cleansers, everything. All comparably priced to what you'd find at any neighborhood grocery store, but it takes 4 to 6 weeks to be delivered. You say you don't want to work for anyone, and that's the beauty. You work for yourself by working for me. You see, I set up 10 managers who each set up 10 more managers who each in turn establish a 10-manager management team. And we all split the profits.
Is this Amway?
No, it is not.
Well, then, why don't I just get a normal after-school job?
Fine. More profit for me. Oh, Jerry, one more thing.
Yeah?
Want to buy some soap?
Maybe after I get my first paycheck.
Oh, good. It'll be my first sale. My manager will be so happy.
Of Strangers with Candy is brought to you by Flares. Flares! Damn, that's a long lace.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, you must be Jerry. Your student counselor tells me you're a hard worker.
That's good enough for me.
Boy, am I sleepy. When's quitting time, Chief?
I bet you can't wait to get started. Let's hit the stockroom.
Come on. Okay. This is where we keep the shoes. Men's on that side, women's over here. Any questions?
Can I knock off early so I can go to a rich girl's party?
You're funny. Customers like that. Bet you're a natural salesman.
I could sell cheese to a Chinaman.
Okay. Let's see what you got. I'm a customer. Sell me a shoe.
Want to buy a shoe?
I'm not sure.
Bye.
Remember, Jerry, you're supposed to sell me shoes. I'll make it easy. Look, I'm a businessman who just got into town. They lost my luggage at the airport. I have a big meeting, and I have no shoes. Sell me some shoes.
You're a businessman? Okay. What do you sell?
I don't know, Jerry. Aluminum siding.
Aluminum siding? I'll take some.
Are you following the game here, Jerry? You have to sell me shoes, understand?
Shoes.
Okay. I'll make it even easier. I come from a small Amazonian tribe. I'm a filthy, shoe-loving savage. I have brought all the tribal wealth. Golden idols, diamonds as big as a baby's head. I must return to the tribe with shoes, or my cannibal brothers will feast upon my brains. Sell me a shoe, Jerry Blank.
What kind of shoe do you want?
It doesn't matter. Something sensible. A low-cut, strappy sandal.
I don't see you in a sandal. How about a boot?
Do you sell boots?
No, but I know who does.
You stink. Let's hit the floor.
So, Pop, can I make enough money in a few hours to go home with a pair of flares?
Flares? Damn, that's an expensive shoe. Well, you're on commission, so sky's the limit. All you have to do is sell a lot of shoes. Here's your first customer. Go get him.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for some shoes.
How'd you wear the last pair out?
They're for my daughter.
You'll get them next time.
Hey, Jerry. Just came by to remind you about my party.
You having a party?
Come on, Jerry. You've got to come. Everybody else is going to Melissa's.
Guess I'll be seeing everybody.
You're not coming because my family's poor. But we're rich in a way you will never understand.
Who's the hothead?
That's my friend Orlando. He wants me to come to his crummy poor party, but I want to go to a rich girl's party.
So you're going to ditch your friend just so you can go to some rich girl's party?
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story, Jerry.
Oh, no.
When I was a kid, I was poor. And I was sweet on this high and mighty gal named Daisy. So I had a party just so I could invite her. Did she come? No. She was off with that Dutch Lonergan with his zoot suit with the reed pleats and the shaved raccoon coat. Well, look at me today. Maybe I'm not Mr. Fancy Pants, but I own my own business.
What happened to Daisy?
Nobody really knows. But I can tell you where she's not buried, underneath this shoe store. Another customer, Jerry. Make it happen.
Oh, Melissa, I can't wait on her.
What are you talking about? I thought you wanted to make enough to get a pair of flares. Oh. Every sale counts. Get over there.
Hello, Melissa. Can I help you?
Look who's got an after-school job, if it isn't little orphan Dorothy.
Why don't you have a seat? I'll be with you in just a moment. Please don't make me go back over there.
She's gonna buy. I can smell it.
But that's the rich girl I'm trying to impress.
That's the rich girl? Who needs her? Go tell her we're closed.
Sorry, Melissa, we're closed.
Really? Too bad. I was planning on buying a fresh pair of flares for my party, which would mean I'd have an extra pair, which I could donate to a needy person. Do you know anyone who needs a pair of flares for a party? Jerry?
I can't think of, me!
Well, then, why don't you, shamble on to the back and find me some flares, and we'll see what happens. Size 2. Narrow.
What are you doing? You don't need her in her highfalutin party. Go to your friends. Show her you are better than her. And someday, she'll be begging you for her life.
Here you go. Jerry, take off my shoes. My hands don't feel like untying. Oh, and my feet are sore. Why don't you rub them? You know something, Melissa? I don't need you or your fancy shoes because I won't be going to your party tonight. I'm going to a real friend's house.
I'm proud of you, Jerry. When you have friends, you're rich on the inside.
And tender, flaky, cakey on the outside.
Number one, you have a crummy sales staff. Number two, these flares are scuffed.
Why don't you step into the stock room and pick out a fresh pair? Daisy.
Hey, everyone, this is Jerry.
Jerry! Come dance with us.
Oh, what
happened? I'm so glad you came, Jerry.
So am I, Orlando. You know, I was so confused before. with rich people. Week is that you can be rich in friends or family or love, but the only thing that matters is being rich in money. Oh, and one more thing. The poor are a filthy, thieving people. Nice. Hey, where's Melissa?